The CEO of WEA Trust says when he looks ahead to the next two decades, he sees a train wreck. Al Jacobs says healthcare costs are doubling every 8 years, and that's way ahead of what the average worker will make.
If we contrast that with salaries, at 3%, salaries double about every 24 years. That means that in 24 years, we're talking about salaries of $60,000, but healthcare costs of $80,000.
WEA Trust is the state's second largest health insurer. The company unveiled a plan that includes reforms like creating a statewide prescription drug pool and publicizing prices so doctors and patients know exactly how much a procedure or test will cost. The plan also calls for increasing access to health care for all state residents. That part of the plan could have a difficult time in the legislature. State Representative Mark Miller unsuccessfully introduced a universal health coverage bill last year. The Monona Democrat concedes it won't be easy to make changes.
I'm a member of the minority party. It's going to take more than a Democrat. It's going to take all of us working on this cooperatively. It's going to take the university. It's going to take the best minds of the labor organizations and the health organizations and the health providers.
There are already plans on the table by the Coalition for Wisconsin Health and the Wisconsin Medical Society, which call for universal or single-payer health care. Medical Society spokesperson John Patchett says any proposal must bring the public and private sector to the table along with the federal government.
The Medicare program is devastating. On the average, about one-third of your health care premiums are the direct result of cost shifting because of underfunding and underpayment in the Medicare system.
The groups are urging Governor Jim Doyle to create a blue ribbon commission to look for ways to address the state's escalating health care costs. Mel Ballara, Wisconsin Public Radio.